Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
You're back with Total Information AM on KMOX. I'm Megan Lynch. OpenAI is developing a new ChatGPT experience for teenagers. Fair Play is a nonprofit that works to end marketing to children and excessive screen time and is watching this development. I'm joined now by staff attorney Brendan Bouffard. Brendan, what is ChatGPT planning for teens?
Thanks for having me. So OpenAI is planning to roll out teen accounts through some level of algorithmic age verification, and they're planning to release some additional parental tools. There's very few details on how these safeguards and parental tools will actually work. So for example, it's unclear from OpenAI's announcement how it's going to implement age verification to ensure that kids and teens aren't able to just circumvent those teen accounts altogether. And it's also unclear whether OpenAI is going to meaningfully reduce access to the human-like features that make ChatGPT so manipulative and addictive.
So when it comes to age verification, that is something that advocates have been asking for quite a bit when it comes to tech platforms, correct?
In certain contexts, for sure.
So what are your concerns about what this might entail?
What we're concerned about is making sure that ChatGPT is ultimately a safe platform and that it prioritizes children's health and well-being. So when we're thinking about age verification, we want to just make sure that it's privacy protective and that also it's effective. It looks like from the OpenAI announcement that the age verification system is going to rely on some sort of algorithmic prediction system. And it's pretty unclear whether it's going to be something that's asked upon account creation or whether it's going to, you know, actually meaningfully reduce the number of teens that are on the system. So it's pretty hard to actually understand what's going to be happening because the details are so sparse at this point.
Beyond the privacy questions, what other guardrails would you like to see included in any AI chatbot that would be crafted and targeted to teens?
With regard to ChatGPT specifically, like at this point, we just don't believe that it's developmentally safe or appropriate for children and teens. But, you know, as a start, we'd like to see, you know, first off, a prohibition on training AI models on the data from children and teens and see a complete prohibition on the use of any human-like features in those chatbots. Now, that being said, we don't believe that any of those safeguards would be effective unless they're actually implemented through federal or state regulation. In the past, we've relied on companies like social media companies to self-regulate, and that's been a complete disaster for the lives of young people in this country, and we can't make that mistake with these AI companies. So whatever guardrails and safeguards we can implement, it needs to be through regulation that will actually hold these companies accountable.
Can you elaborate on the concerns that your organization does have about AI chatbots and what you've seen anecdotally?
Like I mentioned before, we just don't think that these chatbots are safe For kids. We don't think that they're good for their well-being, and we don't think that they're developmentally appropriate. So, for example, just today, there were three additional lawsuits filed related to deaths that were caused by chatbots, specifically in this case, using the platform Character AI, not ChatGPT. But in addition to those safety concerns, where there's just not developmentally appropriate either. So, you know, these chatbots displace important human relationships between children and their friends, families, teachers. Often we see that children are not able to appreciate that the information a chatbot's providing is correct. You know, in the case of hallucinations or answers that are given without appropriate context. We've seen some early research showing that this can stunt children and teens' ability to think critically, problem solve, and actually affect their cognitive development. And we often see that children forget that they're talking to a chatbot altogether, which is what leads to these unhealthy parasocial relationships where children sort of develop this unhealthy attachment and often get led into these very dangerous mental health crises, often sometimes leading to suicide, as we've seen in some of these lawsuits. So we're always going to recommend that kids do their learning, socializing, you know, in real life and forego using these chatbots altogether.
Brendan, once this is rolled out for teenagers by OpenAI, what kind of questions should parents be asking if their child wants to use this platform?
I think parents need to think about what the benefit is that they're actually trying to achieve from letting their kids use these chatbots. You know, we often see that children and teens specifically start using these chatbots for, you know, potentially a use case that they think would be beneficial, like using it for homework. But what, you know, we've seen is that those use cases aren't as effective as in real life studying, working with teachers, bringing those questions to parents, bringing those questions to friends. And often those potentially beneficial use cases spiral into these more dangerous scenarios. So, for example, OpenAI is releasing these, you know, to be blunt, they're releasing these safeguards and tools, this announcement today, because they're facing a lot of heat for some harm that they've caused. So, you know, earlier this month or last month, there's a lawsuit filed against OpenAI because ChatGPT actively encouraged a teen boy from California named Adam Rain to commit suicide. And in that case, Adam started using ChatGPT as a homework tool. But by the end of those interactions, ChatGPT went so far as to suggest that Adam should hide physical injuries from a failed suicide attempt from his parents. And he gave Adam instructions on how to set up a noose in his bedroom closet. So, you know, it's one of those things where I think when you're weighing the actual benefits that these chat bots are providing to kids, parents will find that it's better just forego using them altogether.
Brendan, thank you. Really appreciate your time.
Yeah, thanks so much.
That is Fair Play staff attorney Brendan Bouffard joining us this morning here on KMOX.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.